No. No, I'm fine. I mean, if somebody wants to sit up here and... No, we got a small enough group. We can make it informal. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the panel on fan websites and domain name disputes. It was supposed to be run by David R. Phillips, a Star Wars fan webmaster, and then I was going to help him out. Since I am an executive producer from Play.net, we have about 600 fan sites, and I run that program. Unfortunately, it looks like David Phillips is not in the building. So I'm going to go ahead and talk about the fan website part. I don't know that much about domain name disputes. I know a little bit, but... my name is Ilanka Dunnan. I am the general manager of online community and executive producer at Simutronics Corporation. Our website is at play.net. We do online multiplayer games. We're one of the longest-running companies that's been doing this. Our biggest game, Gemstone 3, celebrated its 11-year anniversary this year. And between all of our games, we have about 600 fan sites. We have tens of thousands of customers. And the fan sites are a wonderful resource for us. We support them. We give them all the help that we can, and we have very few requirements on them. We ask only that they link back to us, that they respect our copyright and trademarks by posting that information on the site, and that the site remains constructive. So we will not link to hate sites or anything that's had death threats or anything bizarre like that. We won't link to... a pornographic website that says it's a fan site but has no information about our games. I'd like to find out a little bit more about the folks that have taken the time to show up at this panel. How many people here actually have a fan site, whether it be for a movie or a TV show or anything like that? Okay. And who's thinking about creating a fan site? Okay. We're a small enough group that I'm kind of curious, what kinds of things do you have fan sites for? We'll start over here. What do you have a fan site for?
Just an anime club.
An anime club?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's next?
Austin Powers.
An Austin Powers fan site. Cool. Okay, a Highlander site and a Star Wars Phantom Menace site. All right.
I'm in the process of working on a Star Wars Fan Force Club site.
Star Wars Fan Force Club site. Okay. All right. Anyone else?
I run the fan site for you.
An Ilanka fan site. I like that. I'll link to that from my own site. Okay, cool.
I run your site.
Oh, yeah. Hug Me gives me free web space. So I'm... Yeah, he's awesome. You can always find him online and say, okay, I want to change my servers, and boom, it's right there. Instant service. Okay, of those of you that have fan sites, has anybody here ever had trouble with the fan site in terms of what you're promoting, the anime or Star Wars? Have you ever heard from them about it, say, we don't like what you're doing?
Yeah.
You have? The anime?
With some of the anime pictures in particular and some of the content about the movies, the commercial companies usually get in contact with us saying, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, one way or another. They get pretty particular about certain subjects.
Okay, so what changes did they ask you to make?
Usually they would ask us to remove the material. They were pretty strict most of the time.
Okay. And so you went ahead and pulled it, and then they were okay?
What material did they ask you to remove?
Run, Mike, run!
This was generally Bandai who was asking us to remove most of the material. It was either brief segments of, like, a minute or so of a movie clip, or just news or general, just... stuff that we were supposedly not supposed to have access to.
What's your domain name? What's your site?
This is the AOT site. So it's cyberlost.gatech.edu/organization/anime. I think it is.
Or slash until the AOT or something.
Oh, yeah.
Something long.
What's it called, and I'll search for it?
Hike Garden? I hope to God we're on that bike.
Can we get the
Can we get? Can, does SG do that too?
That's
SJ.
Yeah, that's SJ's job.
Do you want to come up here and type? Will your fingers remember it better? Muscle memory. Is this microphone on too?
Yeah, they're on. They
okay. So now you can hold a mic for Hug Me, and he can have this mic. Well, if you remember, do you remember any text on the site, and then we can search for it on Google?
There we are. Cool. Main organizations. Yeah, okay. Please don't take too much longer.
What kind of a connection do we have here?
This is
dial-up. 56K? Yeah.
I'm hoping it's
300 baud.
Yeah.
Anime Oteku.
Yeah. We're part of the Georgia Tech Anime.
We are the Georgia Tech Anime Club. Well, there, that would have made my life so much simpler and less embarrassing. Yeah.
Yes, you are sugar glider.
Because there's always time to study later.
Yep.
That's a good tagline. I like that.
Yeah.
Especially for George.
This is from the older days.
Who came up with the tagline?
I'm not the one who's in charge of upkeeping the website. I'm just the treasurer. I just ask people for money and they give it to me. That would be Doug and Kenneth. Doug and Kenneth came up with the tagline. But usually what we have here is just, it's usually things that goes under news. You know, right now, I don't think we have anything really big. But
so you can't show, what I was wondering is if you could show an example of the kind of thing that the anime folks were getting upset about. Even if it's not a specific shot, something, do you have something similar like that?
There's nothing currently similar to that on the club website at this point because we've had to remove it all.
Okay,
at the
but
of the month.
It was specific frames from animes characters.
Yeah, there was character sketches. There was a lot of pencil drawings from one book or another that one of the club members had generously donated to us in terms of, you know, letting us use the image, but. Bandai didn't like that because it was stuff that was actually being worked on instead. Oh, boy. It was stuff that was being worked on, and we had to remove it. It was just a couple of simple character sketches and, you know, just some other stuff.
How did they inform you? By email, or did they send you snail mail?
Since we're in pretty regular contact with Bandai, they just emailed us directly. We also have access to a fax machine, and then they sent us a fax,
and they were pretty serious about it.
So it was a fax from their legal department or from their corporate office?
There was first an email warning from their legal department, then there was a fax from their legal department, and we had to sign the fax and return it to them within like 3 or 4 days. Otherwise, they were going to press charges. Yeah, they really didn't like that for some reason. Right. But.
Well, they can make you take down the video clips. Uh-huh. They can make you take down the video clips, but mm-hmm. if the images you got off their website or are public domain, they can't make you take those down, and anything you wrote about them mm-hmm. that you wrote, mm-hmm. they can't make you take that down, even if you talk about them.
Mm. Okay, I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, if it's your writing, then mm-hmm. it's owned by you, and you can write anything you want about them.
Okay. So.
Yeah, that's like the fan fiction sites where they can write using the names of the characters of the different shows. There's also certain stuff where you can use actual images if you're obviously using it in a kind of satirical way. Satire is protected in many ways.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at somebody else's fan site. Someone who remembers their URL off the top of their head.
Please,
you type. Anybody?
Somebody.
You have. You said you had a fan site. Yeah, I'll pick on you.
It's for a mailing list. Mm-hmm. It's www.jediprudes.net.
Jedi
Prudes.
Prudes, not prunes. Prudes. Okay.
It was started as a parody of another list that was entirely for women who wanted to read adult fiction
uh-huh.
that was growing on borderline offensive to some of us. So what I did for this website was I avoided using any copywritten images.
Oh, okay, that's smart.
What I did for all of it's very low graphics, I took copyright-free clip art and edited it. And I made the background. And I made sure to put an official link to the Star Wars homepage.
Okay.
And there's disclaimers out the wazoo. Every page, and I even mentioned the word Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a disclaimer at the bottom of the page.
Okay.
Hovering myself on this one, let me tell you.
All right. How long has the site been up?
This one has been up less than a month because we bought the domain name.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that was on GeoCities was up for about a year and a half. And I haven't had any problems.
Okay, good.
However, there in the Star Wars community, I do know there was one mailing list and website that received a letter from Lucas' legal department because there was a gentleman who was using the name of Qui-Gon Jinn and doing things like offering marital counseling. Marital counseling. And
there's pushing the limit and there's going right over it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and I know that their mailing list was shut down, and at their website as well. They were sent a cease and desist letter.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Does anyone else here have a Star Wars fan site?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your domain name?
Or
give us the title of it, and we'll search for it.
Well, I've got it on my departmental server.
Mm-hmm.
It's http://botany.uga.edu.
botany.uga.edu.
Mm-hmm. / ASWFC homepage1.html.
OH1?
Well, it's just it. We're.
Oh, let's try that.
It's just the number. You don't have to spell out one. It's just one. The number.
Okay, I wrote this wrong. Let's try this. Hopefully, we can go there.
This is a Star Wars fan site on the Georgia Botany Department server. I like that.
I'm in the process of building it, and so. This is the only place that I have free space.
Okay.
And our tech guy doesn't mind as long as it stays small. And
that's cool.
If
that's
you
good.
Put eMosley after the, right after the slash, eMosley / sorry.
Put / eMosley.
eMosley?
Yeah. Or like Mos Eisley, sort of?
No, M-O-Z-L-E-Y.
Okay.
eMosey.
eMosey.
Like that?
E-M-O-Z?
Can't see.
L-A-Y? Okay. Okay, I'm doing something wrong here.
Yeah.
I have the same thing. Sometimes I can't say it, but my fingers will just type it.
I have to give up the chair.
Did you get the botany? Yeah, that's all right. Is it linked to from some other site?
No, he changed it so we didn't. Maybe he changed it. Yeah, well, we're in the process of looking for web space, or we're thinking about.
He gives free web. He gives great web space.
Yeah, we're also wondering, do we need to buy a domain name, or do we have to go through all that process? How much money do we have to spend on this? We don't have a lot of money to spend. What do we have to do to cover ourselves so Lucas doesn't send us a letter from their legal department? You know, we want to make sure that we're nice and above board, but at the same time get our website up and running.
Well, it looks like you're there. You're at the eMostly page. Yeah, I don't think it's... So try typing that the page after the tilde eMostly, and it might pull up.
FreeServers.com, we do like its index, what's the US space? Just have to give me an account and send you promotions.
How much web space do you need? Like, how many megabytes?
Well, we're just starting. We don't know how big we're going to get.
100 megaspace is $5.50 on my server. $5.50.
Hugme.org/Rocky.
We'll give her a couple more tries, and then we'll go to Hugme's site. Scott Drive. Just start typing and then the history should pull it up.
What was it? What was the name of the page itself?
Click on history and it'll pull up the
page. So I don't know what's going on.
What was the name of the page?
The one that you typed before.
Well, it's just AS.
Woohoo! Bravo. We didn't have the tilde in it before. I think that's the only reason.
Well, for some reason, my page isn't coming up, and it's weird. I don't know. Anyway.
Right. Okay, so is that a shot from the movie?
No, this, anybody's familiar with the trading cards for episode one? This is just a picture. And, I'm not sure, as far as images, if we have to put copyright symbol on there and who we have to copyright or what, which is one reason why I just left this on my departmental server and really haven't, it's not, they stumble across it, it'll be interesting.
Right. There's probably something with fair use. I don't know, I'm not a lawyer. Well, okay, so the picture is from a Star Wars trading card. You scanned it in?
Yeah.
But the site is not really public. This is just kind of for her own personal use. So I would... I'm not a lawyer. I shouldn't comment.
Yeah, they can still, you scanned it from a picture and pulled it off, and they own that picture. So, yeah, they can, whether it's public on the internet and anybody can get to it. So, they can send you a letter about that. But since it's such a private site, I doubt they will.
Okay.
I mean, they're pretty good about little tiny private sites, Lucas Studios is, as long as it's not getting, you know, 3,000 hits a day or something. So.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, and that's basically it. The rest of it is just about us.
Okay. The group picture there, that was one that you took?
Yeah.
So that's cool, yeah.
Yeah.
To, I mean, one possible thing you could do is add a blurb at the bottom of the page saying, copyright, Star Wars, Lucas.
Even better than that, just send them an email and ask them if you can use the picture. If they say cool, keep the email and then you can use the picture.
Who do I send it to?
Go to the Lucas Studios website and there'll be an email on there, an address on there, and send it to there. And then he'll either tell you yes or no, or he'll send you another link.
You can also look at the cards themselves, which will normally have some sort of a copyright symbol on the cards or in the material with the cards, and just transcribe that verbatim onto your site.
Okay, I wasn't sure if we have to put a copyright for the artist or the photographer or whatever, or for whoever produced the card.
Whatever information they produce with the cards is going to be, I mean, if they list the photographer, I'd list the photographer. That's how I would do it. But again, I am not a lawyer. Okay. Can you type hugme.org/Rocky since you're at the keyboard? No WW? It doesn't matter. Hugme, H-U-G-M-E. .org. No, hugme.org/Rocky. Hugme, do you want to drive?
There are lots of good pictures
where,
on it.
Do you have Rocky copyright information anywhere on the site?
No, I don't. Fox Studios is really cool about that, simply because if they tried to send out copyright stuff for every Rocky Horror fan site, they would spend years going through all of them. I mean, there are hundreds of thousands of Rocky Horror fan sites, so they don't even bother.
Did anyone else have a fan site?
The only pictures that would be copyrighted are the one at the top, which actually is not copyrighted because they put it on their website, so it's public domain now.
Wait, as soon as a picture's on a website, it's instantly public domain?
Unless you put specific copyright stuff in it, yeah, pretty much, it's public domain. If you don't want to put it on your server, all you have to do is in the IMG SRC equals, point it to their server and bring up the site off the picture off their server. That way it's not even on your server. So how can that be you're not breaking copyright? Because it's, yeah. So pretty much, yeah, it is public domain. If they've got it up, then yeah.
The following views are from Hugme and do not represent.
Well, if the picture does not exist on your server anywhere, the picture is still on their server, and all you're doing is referencing that picture and it's coming up on your page, it's still on their server. They're serving that picture, so they put it up there. They own it. What are you doing that's not the same thing as sitting in front of your web browser bringing it up?
It's the same thing as linking to the DECSS code.
Yes, I know. But that is now called legal.
They had the argument about that, about is it legal to hyperlink somebody, and they said yes. If you want, yeah, I can hyperlink anybody I want, and you can't sue me for it. And that's the problem Adobe's running into, because Adobe is trying to sue OpenBSD and NetBSD for linking Dimitri's website.
I mean, I know
Adobe
there's
Adobe is a bunch of bastards. Don't use any of this stuff.
I mean, there are situations where, like, there'll be a news site that'll put a lot of research into figuring out what the news and headlines are, and then someone else will set up a site where they link to that news site and pull up that news site's headlines on their own personal site without ever giving credit to the news site, which did the research in the first place. So there's probably some issues there.
Yeah, but if you go to news sites now, you'll see that after the news has been published, like the AJC or CNN or any place like that, after it's been published, they'll let it run on their site for like a week, and then you have to register and get a username and password before you can go in and view that again. And that's their way of keeping that from happening, because legally they can't do anything to somebody who links to it. And that's why they started doing that with the username and password on all those sites, and a lot of them you have to pay for now.
You're talking about linking. Actually, for those of us who don't know, hug me, or don't can't afford to buy our own web space, what they'll do is they'll go with places like GeoCities or other free servers. They have stipulations on what you can and cannot link to. You can't link to you can't sell stuff off of your site unless it's sanctioned by Yahoo, GeoCities, and you cannot link to anything pornographic whatsoever, much less have it on your website, because they will shut you down. It's happened to people. They'll shut them down. They just take it down with no warning.
Yeah, yeah. They've even got a whole form set up if you want to complain about a site there. And
That's a speculation of GeoCities, though. That's not legally. I mean, they can't sue you because you put up a link. All they can do is take their site down.
They put it in the terms of service. And when I was looking for places to host the domain name, actually, of the Jedi Prudes, because I read through the terms of service because I don't want to have my site wiped out on me. You know, go check it out. Go, hey. A lot of places will have that in their terms of service. You cannot link to this. You cannot have this kind of content on your website, even if it is your own domain name, because it's hosted on our server. They'll do that. But, yeah, it's not a legal issue necessarily. They're just saying it right up front, so you can't even get them for freedom of speech.
Did anyone else have a fan site here that you want to pull up? Okay. All right. Let me get your domain name, and then actually, let's do it now. What's the URL?
It's www.tyromag.com.
Wait. www.
Tyromag. Tyro. T Y R O.
T Y B O.
Ah. I was in Robert. Robot. T R. T Y R O.
T-Y-R-O.
R-O, yeah. Okay. Mag. M-A-G.
Tyro dot?
Tyromag.com. It's a bit out of date, but I haven't had a chance to update it.
I won't be able to tell the difference. So this is your site in support of?
Well, we're trying to cover a bunch of different areas and mm-hmm. do different things. Some of you haven't plugged in yet. Like, we got a haven't done gaming reviews. We're going to start doing gaming reviews and stuff like that. Just the highlighted ones, I obviously do. Like movie reviews, conventions, reviews.
Have you ever had a problem with someone getting on your case about copyrighted information?
Not yet, no.
Okay, good. All right. Anyone else? Okay, I'll show you my site.
Actually, well, I don't have a website, but I came across one that got yanked. It's one of the Roswell websites, Delphina something. It was to one of the characters or actresses on the Roswell TV show, and guy got his entire site yanked because she wanted the URL.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it really depends who's hosting the site, but, you know.
The name of the actress, or?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, okay, yeah. That's like, she could probably sue, and yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they can do that. It's, with a number of things. The only one I heard where the famous person actually lost on that kind of lawsuit, I believe it was Sting. Because this person had it for years and it didn't have anything to do with Sting, in fact. It just happened to be the domain name. And he lost out. Sting actually lost on that. That's the only one I've ever heard where the original owner of the site actually won.
Yeah.
except for the fandom.net and fandom.com snafu that went on earlier this year. Anybody else hear that except for me? There's a fan tie-in, you know, movie and TV show tie-in. They sell merchandise, you know, shirts and figurines and stuff like that. I think it's fandom.com. And it's just they have little magazines they send out, you know, catalogs. Well, somebody bought fandom.net, and it had absolutely nothing to do with them. It was just going to be a place for fans, you know, fandom. And the legal department sent them a letter saying, take this down. They sent them several letters ordering to take it down, saying that it was their name.
Fandom.
Fandom. And, apparently, yeah, fandom. Fandom is now copywritten, according to them. I don't know. But the person refused.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this whole big thing, boycott fandom, everything. And I think it's fandom.net is the one that where they have the information about it on there. And I know there's a link to it from... I know where a link to it is. I know where the link to the information is. I have a really cruddy memory most of the time. But this can't be it. I don't think this is it.
Mm-hmm.
I know this one on the Qui-Gon Jinn discussion list, which is QuiGonline.org.
Wait.
QUI-GONLINE.org.
I don't think it's going to like that. QUI-GONLINE.
It's www.
Oh, yeah. See, Qui-Gon Jinn, Qui Online. It was interesting to see what else the search engine pulled up on that name.
There we go. And I know there's a link. I think it's on the side. The other side. Where that links.
Not. Okay. So it's not on this page?
I think it's on the main, I believe it's on the main page, along the right-hand side. So it would say something about boycott fandom. I don't know if it's still going on or not. Okay.
Yeah, they're definitely using a copyrighted picture there.
There was an article about it on echostation.com. Probably go to their
eMag
and find it there.
I didn't hear. What?
Echostation.com.
The World Wide Wait.
Top left magazine index at the top left. And it probably is under editorials. That's the perfect.
This one?
Yeah.
This is the editorial?
I think so.
And for our listeners, the editorial is the Fandom Minutes.
An official site in fans' clothing. There we go, the boycott of fandom.com. Okay, so this is the site I should be going to now? Fandom Inc. owns all exclusive rights and into the trademark Fandom.
The word millennium was copywritten. Back in 1992, some guy got the copyright for the word millennium.
Okay, so now anyone that wants to read this later, it's at echostation.com/editorials/thefandommenace.htm. It looks like a real interesting article about the whole fandom issue and who has the trademark and who has the registered trademark. Does anyone, our speaker, Mr. Phillips, does anyone know what his URL is?
This is his.
This Echo Station is his site?
I'm a writer for Echo Station, and this is Dave Phillips' site, the station.
Okay. Do you want to speak on, do you know anything about the issue about domain name disputes and stuff? To sit in for Mr. Phillips?
No, only what I read. I do the editing and some of the webmaster stuff, but as far as getting involved in the politics, avoid that.
Fair enough.
So I really couldn't tell you much about it, other than what I read in Fox's article, which is a really good article.
Okay. All right, looks like a good article.
I believe she was one of the ones who was involved in actually starting a boycott.
Now I'll go back to my site. These are the products that my company has. The one that we have the most issues with in terms of copyright and stuff is probably on Hercules and Xena. We found ourselves educating the studio behind Hercules and Xena quite a bit terms of fan sites and how the web worked. At one point, we actually had discussions with them about whether or not it was legal for unofficial sites to link to our game. And I was actually instructed to contact all the unofficial fan sites and tell them that they were not supposed to link to us. So I had long discussions with this particular studio about that. And things relaxed a little bit, but it's still sort of a detente in places. I don't know why it's not fun. There it is. So of the people that are, these people link, we link to them because they are not sites of the shows. They are sites promoting our game. And to the studio, this is okay. So we're allowed to link to fan sites of the game, but not fan sites of the show. And what we ask from the fan sites of the game, we ask three things of them. And one is that they link back to us. The second is that they respect the copyright and trademark information by posting some sort of a copyright or trademark blurb somewhere on their site. And the third is that it remain of constructive use, that it be about the game, that it not be something that is promoting hate information. And that if it's posting information about the game, it be relatively accurate information about the game. For example, in one of our games, Gemstone, someone was going to be a problem player, and so they tried spreading the rumor that if you go out and lick a sword 100 times, it would give you a level. Well, in our game, if you lick a sword, it causes damage to the character, and so licking a sword 100 times would kill the character. And so we said that they weren't allowed to go around telling people to lick a sword 100 times. It was false information, and it was causing people to die, the more naive people to die. Let's see. That's another one. Our biggest game is Gemstone 3. These are our two largest games, Gemstone 3 and Dragon Realms. Between all of our games, we probably have about 600 different fan sites out there, and it's difficult keeping up with them. We're in the process of making an entirely new system. Currently, if someone wants for us to link to them, they need to write to us and say, here's my site and this is my URL, and I have mostly information about empaths. And so we maintain a page where we say, okay, these are sites, fan sites about empaths, these are fan sites about rangers, and then these are sites that have maps, these are sites about organizations, and then there's this huge miscellaneous category here. We're in the process of making an entirely new system that's going to be a whole automated database where someone just, a fan comes to us and says, this is my site, this is the URL, here's where you can find a thumbnail screenshot of the site, and then it'll all be automated. So they can change their information, they can change what categories they want to be listed in, they can change how their site is listed, the information about their site. Let me go to Soren. Soren has a good site. We try to have some sort of awards for best sites. We tried Site of the Month at one point, but it was just too resource intensive. There were too many sites, and it took just so much time constantly reviewing sites, and then someone would get upset that they weren't reviewed. So then we changed it to Site of the Year, and now it's just featured site. But if someone wins, then we'll give them some free game merchandise, a free T-shirt, or a free mug, or free access to our annual convention. So Soren, you can go to his fan site, and we have mechanisms that he can actually check the game and tell you how many people are currently playing the game. But we do online multiplayer games, by the way. So you can see right now there's 865 players in Gemstone 3, though he calls them 865 potential critter snacks in the game. And in Dragon Realms, he says 781 mapless players, because he does maps for Gemstone, not maps for Dragon Realms. Let's see, what's another good fan site? Gemstone. This is the site that won Site of the Year for Dragon Realms. Called the Wren's Nest. And so here at the bottom, she has our copyright trademark information listed. And she also, we don't require it, but she has a disclaimer. And if you click on here, then that will direct users to our game, which is Dragon Realms. And so it's a good site. She links to us, copyright information. That's all we care about. We think that's all that a fan site really needs to do for us to say, okay, it's a sanctioned fan site. If someone wants to make a fan site that's just talking about, you know, this is my character and this is what I did today, I went to the store and then I beat up on an orc and all that, as long as they link to our game, they post the copyright information, and you know, it's there's nothing wrong with it. Fine, it's a fan site, and we'll link to it. So we do not really exercise any editorial control, with the exception that if somebody has pornographic pictures on their site, we won't link to that. If someone is posting hate information, you know, I hate this character, everyone go out and kill this character, we won't link to that. We'll pull links, and it happens probably about once or twice a month. We probably get somebody will write to us and say, hey, someone's got naked pictures on the site. So we'll pull our link to that site. Their site is still out there. We just do not link to it from our own site. She has a really nice site, puts a lot of work into it. Has had this many hits, I think. Yeah, I could spend a couple hours talking about sites for our games, but that's... Has anybody played any of my games at Play.net, Gemstone 3, Dragon Realms? We're actually having a player gather tomorrow night at 9 p.m. We're all going to get together in the hallway outside and go drinking or something. Okay, come on up after the session and we'll talk. Okay, I think that's about all that I can talk about, unless anyone else has any kind of question on fan sites or domain names. Aha!
Actually, maybe able to give a little bit of input. I am sort of on the same side of the spectrum as you. I don't maintain any fan sites, but I work for the music industry. I do various multimedia websites and CD-ROMs for them. And as far as media goes, images, video, and audio are generally things that you want to ask permission for before putting them up, especially someone mentioned images of something that was under development. You can probably, if you're putting an image up for something that's not out yet, especially for, say, like the movie industry or something like that, you can probably expect a letter. Someone also mentioned earlier about linking to an image that is on someone's site. And as a webmaster, I would generally frown on that because you're kind of sucking away their bandwidth for your own site. That would be bad.
And bandwidth is really becoming the major issue out there. You know, because we get charged by bandwidth. The more people that are pulling things down from our computer, the more we're charged at the end of each month. So if we're providing free access to people, but then people are using our bandwidth to provide a service to somebody else, and we're the ones paying the bill, that becomes an issue.
Right.
Okay. Someone else? I saw a hand up back there.
A bit more off topic. I'm a big cell collector, anime cell variety. And there's been a lot of discussion on a lot of forums on where exactly we stand on posting the cells that we own, scans of those, on the site themselves. We really can't get permission from the production companies because they're not going to talk to us. They are their copyright images, but we do own the actual physical cells. Where exactly is our legal standing in this point?
Unfortunately, I'm not an attorney, and I wish I could give you an answer to that question. There is going to be an attorney speaking on another issue here in the EFF track later on during the convention. I don't remember. Does anyone have a schedule handy that they remember which one was going to have an attorney speaking? Scott, do you remember?
It's tomorrow. I think it's 11:30.
Okay, tomorrow. Try tomorrow at 11:30. Okay, so tomorrow at 11:30, Pete Wellborn, an attorney, will be speaking about issues in terms of Napster. He might be a really good person to ask. Anyone else have a question, comment? Something that came up before the talk, the question came up, why would a studio get upset at a fan site that is promoting the show for free? The way I generally answer that, and I feel for the fans who are promoting a movie or a TV show out of their love for the movie, their love for the characters in the show, and it's very frustrating to put all that work as a fan into a site and then have some big corporate office send you a letter saying, sorry, we don't want you doing it, pull the site. And the fan will say, wait, I'm not making any money off of this. I'm doing this out of my love for your product. I'm promoting your product for free. You know, why do you want me to pull the site down? And to speak for the corporate side of it, I'm not saying I agree with it, but just in terms of understanding it, there's generally two big issues there. And one is that if they don't defend their trademarks vigorously at all times, then they lose the right in the future to challenge someone else's use of their trademarks when it really matters. For example, with the Hercules and Xena shows, if some other studio decided to make a show called, you know, Xena Jungle Princess, different from the actual studio that makes Xena Warrior Princess, and Universal went and challenged them and said, you can't use the name Xena, that's our character, this is what we paid for. This other rogue studio could say, well, you didn't challenge it, all those people who are out there on the web with their Xena fan sites, you never said anything bad about them. So it's reaching a little bit, but often it's what the legal departments are going to be thinking about whenever they see someone using a, quote, unauthorized use of their trademarks. Another issue sometimes that the corporations have to deal with is that they want a good fan club, so they'll sign a contract with a fan club company saying, okay, you are now our official fan club. We'll give you resources, access to all pictures of the movies and everything, and you will be our only official fan club. And then if there's all these unofficial fan sites out there, then the official fan club can come back to the studio and say, you know, you're in breach of contract because you're not challenging all of these other unofficial fan sites. And again, I'm not saying that I agree with any of this and I'm not an attorney, but these are the kinds of things that the corporate office is going to be thinking about sometimes when they're getting upset in an unofficial fan site. Personally, in terms of our own games, I love fan sites, and we're going to do everything we can to support them. All we ask is, again, that they link to us. So if they're doing a fan site about our games, they link to our games, and they keep it constructive, and that they spell our trademarks correctly, that they spell the names of our games correctly. And with that, they're allowed to use pretty much anything on our site, any of the graphics on our site, any of the trademark names that are in our games. If they want to use it, they're making a site that is going to bring us more customers, and we think that's awesome. And I wish that everyone else out there in the media industry felt the same way. And that's about it. Thank you all for coming. Supposed to be